Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Isaiah chapter 30. "Woe to the rebellious children, declares the Lord, who execute a plan, but not mine, and make an alliance, but not of my spirit, in order to add sin to sin, who proceed down to Egypt without consulting me, to take refuge in the safety of Pharaoh, and to seek shelter in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore, the safety of Pharaoh will be your shame, and the shelter in the shadow of Egypt, your humiliation. Now go, write it on a tablet in their presence, and inscribe it on a scroll, that it may serve in the time to come as a witness forever. For this is a rebellious people, false sons, sons who refuse to listen to the instruction of the Lord, who say to the seers, 'You must not see visions,' and to the prophets, 'You must not prophesy the truth to us. Speak to us pleasant words, prophesy illusions. Get out of the way, turn aside from the path. Stop speaking before us about the Holy One of Israel.' Therefore, this is what the Holy One of Israel says: 'Since you have rejected this word, and have put your trust in oppression and crookedness, and have relied on them, therefore, this wrongdoing will be to you like a breach about to fall, a bulge in a high wall, whose collapse comes suddenly in an instant, whose collapse is like the smashing of a potter's jar, so ruthlessly shattered that a shard will not be found among its pieces, to take fire from a hearth or to scoop water from a cistern. For this is what the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said: In repentance and rest you will be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you were not willing, and you said, 'No, for we will flee on horses.' Therefore you shall flee. 1,000 will flee at the threat of one man. You will flee at the threat of five, until you are left like a signal post on a mountaintop, and like a flag on a hill. Therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who long for him! For you people in Zion, inhabitant in Jerusalem, you will weep no longer. He will certainly be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. Although the Lord has given you bread of deprivation and water of oppression, he, your teacher, will no longer hide himself, but your eyes will see your teacher. Your ears will hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it,' whenever you turn to the right or to the left. And you will desecrate your carved images plated with silver, and your cast metal images plated with gold. You will scatter them as a filthy thing and say to them, 'Be gone.'"
Those of us who are believers want the Heavenly Father's best for our life, but sometimes we get in his way. That was certainly the case with Israel. Today's scripture passage from Isaiah begins, "Woe to the rebellious children, declares the Lord, who execute a plan, but not mine." Instead of trusting in God's promises and power, Israel focused on the threat of an enemy attack. They decided the safest approach was to rely on Egypt's help, even though God told them the solution was to repent and trust in him. By substituting their plan for the Lord's, they missed his best for the nation and suffered as a result. When you have a decision to make, do you focus on God and his word or on the problem you're facing? Are you quick to accept other people's advice before seeking guidance in the scriptures? Although your plan may seem like the most promising option, if you've left God out, it's very possible if you've become an obstacle to what he desires for you. When you're tempted to take matters into your own hands, remember the Lord's guidance. In quietness and trust is your strength. When you follow him, he'll guide you to the optimal path for your life.